This is probably the most favorite strategy of brokers. Imagine that you're a normal stockbroker. The best thing that could happen to you is the you've got your investor, he's holding stocks. It so happens there are listed options on these stocks. So you go to him and say, what I can do for you is generate some immediate income. We're going to sell call options against those stocks. That's called option overwriting, because you own the stock already and you're writing stocks on it. And we're going to immediately have money come into your account. This is a wonderful thing. Of course, it's wonderful for the broker too, because the option is another transaction. He gets paid a commission. And options have a bad habit that stocks don't have. They expire and they have to be replaced. And every time that happens, there's another commission. I don't say this facetiously. I mean, I have seen brokers really take advantage of their clients with this kind of thing. I'm not trying to say that covered calls are bad. I'm just saying this is a bad aspect of them. Why would one want a covered call? Yes. There you go. You're going to be better with a stock if it ends up here, above here, right? Because you'll end up up there. But if you have the covered call, you're selling off. The upside, if you don't think the stock is going to rise above 118.84, then you're going to make more money with a covered call. Ask yourself, what do you think the probability distribution of the return of that covered call is? There's a high probability of a reasonable payoff. There's no probability at all of a large payoff. And there is diminishing probability of bigger and bigger losses. I liken this strategy to selling insurance. If you sell insurance, what happens? You have a high probability of collecting the premium. Probably nothing will go wrong. But if something goes wrong, then you're going to experience a loss. And you can't collect more than the premium. If things go well, all the insurance company gets is just the premium. So a covered call is similar, I argue, to selling insurance. So if you happen to be on the side of the seller, then you might like this position. Another way to think about whether you want to be buying or selling insurance, suppose this underlying asset we thought here was the market portfolio, and you were thinking about putting your money in an index fund. What does this investment really do for you? When the market goes up, essentially you're getting sold out of the index fund. You get some of the gain, but eventually you're completely sold out. If the index fund keeps going up in value, you don't get any more money. But if the market portfolio goes down, essentially you buy more and more of the index fund, giving you more and more of a loss. I'm now sort of jumping ahead a little bit and translating the option into an equivalent dynamic strategy. What I'm saying is the dynamic strategy that is similar to this is one where you start and put some of your money in an index fund, and when the market goes up, you sell out. It's as if you reduce your beta when the market goes up, and when the market goes down, you increase your sensitivity to the market, and increase your beta. So if you want to have a dynamic strategy, it's such that when market values go up, you get more conservative and sell out, and when market goes down, you get more aggressive and buy in, this is a good strategy for you. This is a reason to buy a covered call. It does that for you automatically. You don't have to be buying and selling in the market. The neat thing about options, and this is a key idea in this course, is that you can think of them as prepackaged dynamic strategies that are trading for you automatically. You can go home, you can spend your time in Hawaii, your strategy is trading, you don't have to call your broker. It trades automatically, equivalently, because when the market goes up, it takes you out. When the market goes down, it puts you in. Now we're back to put call parity. Selling a put looks, yeah, it's almost the same. It looks like this. It's a little lower. The difference between selling a put and a covered call is borrowing and lending. And so you're right. Selling a put has that same dynamic feature. Selling a put is like selling out of the market when it goes up and buying in when it goes down. It's very similar. But there is a difference, which is the put's cheaper than this. In this case, you're more conservative because you're putting part of your money in cash in addition to selling a put. Asset minus call is the same as cash minus put. That's put call parity. Then it says benefiting from reversals. So that simply means benefiting from low volatility. If you think that the asset price is going to vibrate like that but not trend in one direction or another, this is a good strategy. Because where you get hurt is if it trends. If it trends, you'd have been better with the underlying asset here. What you wanted to do is end up in here. If it ends up in here, then you do better than the underlying asset. So you can use a covered call as a market timing strategy. There are two basic kinds of market timing. Trend strategies, if the market goes up, you think it'll go up further. And reversal strategies, if the market goes up, you're contrarian, you think it'll come back down. If you're that kind of person, this is a good strategy.